The IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Tuesday, August 4, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Tonight's biggest technology story is a fast-moving software supply chain attack, and the practical lesson reaches far beyond developers. A worm is republishing poisoned NPM packages with legitimate-looking provenance. Microsoft says its security bounty program had a record year. Mac developers face a stealthier XCSET variant. Cloudflare is proposing new controls for AI agents. Texas is auditing data center demands on electricity and water. And Waymo has opened its Dallas robotaxi service to the general public. First, the urgent item. Step Security reported an active NPM supply chain incident it calls Chain Drop. At its August 4 update at 18:10 UTC, the company counted 444 packages and 2,212 poisoned versions across more than a dozen organizations in under 4 hours. That count was still changing as this edition closed. Step Security says affected packages can run a pre-install dropper, fetch the legitimate run JavaScript runtime, execute an obfuscated second stage, steal credentials, publish more malicious packages, and target developer tools including Claude Code, Visual Studio Code, and GitHub Copilot workflows. The uncomfortable detail is that some malicious releases reportedly carried valid SLSA provenance. Attackers altered legitimate repositories and let trusted publishing workflows build and release the poisoned commits. Provenance can show which commit produced a package. It cannot prove that the commit was authorized. Development teams should freeze unnecessary releases, inventory exact direct and transitive NPM versions, compare them with the continuously updated affected list, preserve CI and registry logs, and rotate exposed NPM, GitHub, and cloud tokens from an unclean system. If a listed version ran, do not assume uninstalling it erased the compromise. Second, Microsoft says its bounty programs awarded more than $20 million to 562 researchers from 64 countries during the latest program year. The prior year's figures were $17 million, 344 researchers, and 59 countries. Microsoft also says zero-day Quest produced nearly 700 reports and $2.3 million in awards. The company attributes part of the increase in submissions to researchers using AI. The good news is that paying independent researchers gives them a structured path to report flaws before criminals exploit them. The caution is that payout totals measure program activity. They do not independently prove that bugs are becoming rarer or that every AI-assisted submission is high quality. Businesses still need routine patching, controlled testing, isolated backups, and verified restores. Third, Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 is warning about XCSET version 40, a more invasive macOS malware family that spreads through compromised Xcode projects. The researchers describe polymorphic payload generation, fileless persistence, and in-memory execution. They say the campaign has operated since early April through projects belonging to dozens of legitimate applications with thousands of active users. This is not evidence that every Mac is infected. It is primarily a developer and supply chain threat. Developers should review unexpected Xcode project changes, compare repositories with known good history, audit persistence, rotate signing and developer credentials after a confirmed compromise, and rebuild affected artifacts from a clean environment. Fourth, Cloudflare says the traditional software development lifecycle does not scale to the amount and speed of code AI agents can produce. It is proposing what it calls an agent development lifecycle. The useful question is straightforward. If agents generate code continuously, can a team reproduce, evaluate, approve, deploy, observe, and roll back those changes just as reliably? Cloudflare also announced identity and wallet tools for agents. The idea is to tie an agent to a human or organization and give it programmable spending limits. Handle reservation opened today, while broader wallet funding, withdrawal, and virtual wallet features are promised for coming months. Identity and spending ceilings are better than giving an autonomous agent an unrestricted corporate card. but a correctly identified agent can still make a wrong purchase, leak data, follow malicious instructions, or operate under a compromised donor account. Start read only. Give every agent a separate identity, minimal data access, short-lived credentials, low limits, approved merchants, human approval for consequential actions, complete logs, and a tested kill switch. Fifth, Texas Governor Greg Abbott directed state utility regulators and ERCOT to audit data center projects seeking connections to the power grid. The requested review covers electricity demand and generation, water and cooling, tax incentives, community impacts, and ownership. The Texas Tribune reports that ERCOT tracked more than 1,800 cube projects representing over 474 gigawatts, more than five times the grid's record peak demand. Abbott said roughly 90% of new power requests were data centers. Those are queue requests, not proof that every project will be built or draw its maximum at the same time. The good part is basic transparency before enormous new loads are connected. The unknown is how long the review will take and which projects it covers. Data centers with on-site generation and areas outside ERCOT make the headline more complicated than a statewide construction ban. Florida businesses should still pay attention. Cloud and AI services depend on physical electricity, cooling, water, land, networks, and permits. Keep cost alerts, regional redundancy, export plans, and tested backups. The cloud is somebody else's data center, not infinite capacity. 6. Waymo says anyone in Dallas can now download its app and request a fully autonomous ride. The company says nearly 150,000 Dallas riders participated through its interest list phase since February. The boundary matters. Waymo says airport terminal and freeway operations are still in testing. Open to everyone does not mean every road, terminal, or destination is available. Riders should check the live service area, fare, accessibility options, emergency instructions, phone battery, and a backup ride before depending on the service. 7th, OpenAI introduced free education plugins for ChatGPT work and Codex, aimed at college students, K-12 educators, and college educators. OpenAI says the plugins can work with selected course materials, documents, calendars, and approved apps. Role-specific tools may reduce prompt guesswork. They also expand the data boundary. Schools still need privacy, retention, accessibility, procurement, academic integrity, and human review policies. A plugin is not a policy, and confident AI output is not automatically correct because it appears inside an institution-managed workspace. On the Windows and Apple Watch, no same-day production Windows consumer security release earned a separate headline before this recap closed. Do not install random August update downloads from search ads or pop-ups. Use Windows Update and official vendor channels. On Apple platforms, tonight's actionable item is the XCS set developer pipeline warning, not a general emergency patch for every Mac. Here is tonight's action list. Development teams. Compare exact NPM versions against the live chain drop feed, freeze unnecessary releases, and rotate exposed tokens from clean systems. Mac developers. Audit Xcode projects and signing credentials, and rebuild from clean history after a confirmed compromise. Microsoft environments. Patch and test normally. A record bounty total is neither a reason to panic nor a reason to relax. AI pilots. Separate agent identities, restrict tools and data, cap spending, require approvals, log everything, and prove rollback. Cloud customers. Renew regional concentration, cost alerts, exports, and restore tests as physical infrastructure constraints become more visible. And before using a robotaxi, verify the actual route instead of assuming open access means blanket citywide coverage. One final caution. Chain drop is a developing incident. The 444 package and 2212 version counts in this recap belong to Step Security's 1810 UTC checkpoint on August 4. Consult the current affected list before making a security decision. That is the IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Tuesday, August 4, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Stay patched, keep a tested backup, and treat every new automation as a privilege that must be bounded, logged, and reversible.